This is CICK News. Chief Sahail, or Adam Gagnon, was in provincial court yesterday in Smithers for performing work with an excavator without the proper permits at Toboggan Creek. However, he argues that it wasn't his responsibility to get those permits. Chief Sahail said those owners should have gone through the appropriate channels, namely the Department of Fisheries and Oceans and BC Provincial Ministries, to obtain environmental or development permits. Chief Sahail's excavator has been impounded by the DFO for over 2 years, and his goal now is to defend himself in court and get their equipment back. But how does this case fit into the bigger picture for Chief Sahail? Last year to the day, he was sentenced to 60 days house arrest for causing a significant degree of disruption for CGL workers and the pipeline construction on Wet'suwet'en territory, according to BC Supreme Court Justice Michael Tamman. Listen to my interview with Chief Sahail, or Adam Gagnon, outside the courthouse in Smithers yesterday.
My name is Chief Sahail, and I'm from the Sun House of the Laksamisu clan, and my English name is Adam Gagnon, and I'm from Wet'suwet'en, and I do a lot of work on our territory.
So, actually, I wanted to start off with a question that's not necessarily about today, but Amnesty International has labeled you as the first Wet'suwet'en prisoner of conscience in regards to your recent house arrest.
Yeah, it was last year when I ended up getting house arrest, 60 days house arrest. And what that entailed basically was me being in my house there. And what it was there is I was defending our land. And the Canadian court will not, they don't recognize Wet'suwet'en law, even though our laws have been around for thousands of years. The Euro-Canadians do not recognize that there's, what happens is that one of the things that Judge Tamman said is that Wet'suwet'en law cannot coexist with colonial law, you know, it just, which is completely bogus. We've been coexisting there for hundreds of years there for it to make a bold statement like that. I don't feel too, it makes you lose faith there in the judicial system of the colonial governments.
A prisoner of conscience is any person imprisoned or otherwise physically restricted, such as through house arrest, solely because of their political, religious, or other conscientiously held beliefs, and who has not used violence or advocated violence or hatred in the circumstances leading to their detention. The Wet'suwet'en Land Defenders, like each year, Amnesty International chooses a group to focus on, and that being the focus last year, did that actually do anything for Wet'suwet'en Land Defenders that are still working and you're finding yourself back in court again? Did that make any impact?
It makes a huge impact there. What Amnesty International has done for the Wet'suwet'en has just been incredible, because what they did, you're familiar with the film there, the documentary,
yeah,
Yinta.
Yeah.
They've brought it there. They were encouraging and doing, they have representation in 70 countries around the world. And what they wanted to have it is they wanted to translate it into all of these different languages. There, people around the world could actually see what's happening to the Wet'suwet'en on their own lands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff like that makes a huge difference. And Canada, they've been mistreating their First Nations people there all across Canada there for the last 450 years. And me being given the title of the first prisoner of conscience there, it was the first time there that they've been actually called out on all their dastardly movements there that they used against First Nations for the last 150 years. So it's important that people like Amnesty exist, because they're able to see things from a very non-biased position and are able to weigh out all of the pros and cons there of what is actually happening within the legal and justice system.
Bring me up to today. We're back in provincial court today. So can you tell me a little bit about the proceedings and how you're feeling about this so far?
What it is I'm not really pleased there with what happened there, because I was working for a client who has massive amounts of his property. It's about an 80-foot embankment that's being undermined by Toboggan Creek during the high water in the spring. And the whole thing is ready to slide down into Toboggan Creek. And I was hired to shore up the bank in order to keep that slide from coming down into the creek. And the guy that hired me is a civil engineer, and this is the type of stuff that he does in Switzerland. Even though I asked him to do his due diligence there, he just wanted to go ahead and do the job, and I was the one that got persecuted for and got my excavator seized. And
why are you liable?
Well, that's the problem. I ask that same question. I got my equipment seized here, and I'm basically just a hired help.
Yeah.
And yet, what ended up happening was when the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, when they did the stop work order, I tried to talk to the owners into doing an appeal. I said, get a lawyer and let's appeal it so that we could do a proper reclamation plan there before the judge there and bring it before a judge and get authorized there so we can continue the work.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to. They wanted to just work with DFO from then on. And one of the problems that we're faced with is my lawyer said, oh, they threw you under the bus.
How do you feel that this fits into the grand scheme of what so many Wet'suwet'en land defenders have been working on to protect the Yinta? Does this fit in any sort of way?
No, this is exactly what we are working towards at land defending, because it's my responsibility as a hereditary chief there, and Toboggan Creek being on Lac-Samisu territory, that it's important there that we protect the fish as much as we can. And that is a really rich fish spawning stream. And what happened is having landslides going into the creek is not going to be beneficial for the fish, and it's not good for the people that own the land. DFO, they're not really concerned about the fish. They're just concerned about being boss. So the fish kind of follow. They use it as an excuse. Sure. So that's the long and short of that.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much, Masai, for speaking with me.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague, Dan Messick, and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.